Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Bob Leith. And Bob, as you, of course, with the Coast Guard, and as you said, your background in shipping was going to be your life. In terms of shipping in your career, what do you think is the critical development, and what was your participation in that critical development in the shipping industry?
It has to be, without doubt, the transformation of shipping break bulk, loose cargo, packed and crated, to putting all that cargo inside a shipping trailer. Later on, they come in, there's containers, but putting them into a trailer, a highway trailer, and putting that highway trailer with wheels and all on board a barge, and bringing that to Puerto Rico. Because the pilferage at that days, the damage, everything was horrendous. Because all of these break bulk trailers, on the pier, they had a big corner, which was there, where they put all the damaged cargo, and everything was there, because there was a lot of damaged cargo.
Right.
By then, taking all that cargo and put it inside, at that time, a 30-foot trailer, and then it went to a 35-foot trailer, and now they're up to 53-foot trailers. But you can pack that cargo at its origin in the United States and bring it over the highway on a rail or whatever it is, roll it onto a barge, bring it to Puerto Rico, roll it off in San Juan, and take it to its destination without anybody touching it, because it comes with a padlock on it. Nobody can touch it. That revolutionized shipping, because number one, packing and crating it was eliminated. Household goods, the furniture, the military at that time, when they moved, they all had to pack and crate to ship, because at that time when the officers moved, they moved with their furniture. Then they changed that and they left the furniture where it was, they moved the officers, you know?
Right.
And I'll tell you one thing, Jorge, which is outstanding. We started bringing, at Crowley, we started bringing for the Coca-Cola and Pepsi plants in Cedars, where they make that the origin for Coca-Cola, and bringing in liquid sugar. And liquid sugar was coming in trailers, but in tank trailers. And when they emptied that tank trailer of liquid sugar in Cedar, those trailers were going back to the United States empty. So it was decided then that we sat down one of the rum factories here, and we then decided to put bulk rum. And the bulk rum on one of the major rum companies, We'd clean out, very clean the tank trailers of the liquid sugar, and we'd load it up with rum and take them to Jacksonville, Florida. And then that rum was bottled in Jacksonville, Florida. That's why these rum companies later on started making good money, because then by doing that, they didn't have to ship the bottles to Puerto Rico. They didn't have to pay for when you ship the rum back to the United States, you're paying for the water inside, you're paying for the bottle inside.
Right.
It was revolutionized.
Give us a story of a critical sales job for this roll-on, roll-off at its incipiency.
It's going to be General Electric.
Got to be General Electric.
Because a traffic manager for General Electric is one of the important men. And they're... their big distribution center is Appliance Park in Louisville, Kentucky. And I went in there and I got an appointment to see the man. And then he went over what I had told him about taking a trailer and putting it up in Louisville and bringing it to Jacksonville. And then taking it on a barge to Puerto Rico. He said to me, he says, "Hey, kid," he says, "what window do you want me to throw you out of this building?" He says, "You're out of your mind."
This was really revolutionary for him, this idea that you had.
Yeah, he says, "I'll throw you in mind." So then I went through how he was shipping, and I went through with him, and no doubt from it loaded in Louisville till it came to Rio Piedras, where they had the warehouse, it was close to 22 moves. And when he saw that he could load that trailer in Appliance Park and move it over the road and by train to Jacksonville, Florida, and then from Jacksonville to San Juan, and then from San Juan to the warehouse in Rio Piedras without anybody opening that trailer, without anybody touching that cargo, and by shipping without pack and crating, because at that time all the cargo loose had to come in very hard lumber, exact and crater. He was amazed. And then I said, if you go further, you can have their customers buy by trailer loads, and that trailer doesn't even have to go to your warehouse. It can go directly to the warehouse of the retailer who's selling that store, and Sears and all the rest of it down here. And then when they started doing that, they said, yeah, but how much am I going to have to pay for ocean freight? I said, nothing, because Lloyd's in London are going to include
for insurance.
Yeah, for insurance. The insurance, he said, yeah, but the insurance rate is going to kill me. He said, no, it's not. He says, our rate includes ocean freight insurance. And he checked it up, and it was right. He said, boy, you got something. And when they started, that's how we were able to move the break bulk shippers, big ones, from the big companies that were serving Puerto Rico for 25 and 30 years, to a company starting up using used trailers, using used barges, and tugging and towing, you know. And nobody ever thought of bringing in, but we used a tug, you know, with 8,000-9,000 horsepower. But we only had 5 men in the tug. There was nobody on the barge. So therefore, these other ships with 25 or 35 men as a crew, the captain made $150,000 a year, and he worked 6 months on and 6 months off. So they therefore had to have two sets of captains, two sets of chief engineers. So the cost of moving was compared, we were really low.
Is this meeting with the with a General Electric person and convincing him, it's a classic, you know, exercise in preparing yourself well, preparing what the issues or what obstacles or that would come up, and must have been pretty satisfying. And,
well,
and once ended up being a good client.
Well, then I can use him as a reference.
Right.
He says, General you called so and so.
General Electric is very, careful in how they do things.
Very, very. And then, of course, when we went to the automobile trades, forget it, then the automobile people would come on board. And the fact is that nobody touched it. Because you see, when you pick up these cranes, even today now, when you pick up the containers, I mean, row in the distance between Puerto Rico and the United States, it's 1,500 miles to New York, 1,000 to Jacksonville. The barge, tug and barge, is the ideal miler. Now, if you're gonna go 4,000 miles to Europe, that's a different story because you need the speed, you know? But the tug and barge, which goes from 4 or 5 days from the United States to Puerto Rico, that's the ideal way to go, which is roll on, roll off.
Okay, well, let's take a break. I'm with Bob Leith of Puerto Rico Shipping and his experience in the shipping industry. We'll be right back after this break.